What's happening, family? Welcome back to another episode of Let Us Tell It. I'm one of your hosts, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank, and the other host is...
Gooseberry. How y'all doing?
Already. What's happening?
Man, let me get this off my chest, literally get it off my chest. My chest was pounding just randomly throughout the day, and it was getting all tight, right? So, as I tell you all, it's scary. So, we've had a few people that we know pass from heart conditions or heart situations.
Yeah, go ahead. I just thought,
like a lot of them, and they're in our age range.
Yeah.
So, I go to the doctor. Like I tell you all, just go to the doctor just to make sure everything's okay. So I go to the doctor. They do a EKG.
Yeah.
Right? And what was so crazy about the EKG, they put these they put these probes on you.
I'm laughing because I've been through it.
They put these probes on you to check the, I guess it's like the electrical current through your chest to make sure your heart, your rhythm's pumping right. So the lady put the strobes on me. Did the test, and she was like, oh, this looks fine, right? And I'm like, oh, great, you know? And then she's like, oh, I'm sorry. I put the strobes on wrong.
Come on. Professionals, too.
What? You put it on wrong? If you didn't catch that, I would have walked out of here. That's and so last... many other people probably have walked out of here with this EKG saying, hey.
This is the last place you want to hear something like it. So, at the auto shop. Who cares? But in the doctor's office.
That's what I'm saying.
Did it.
So I'm like, okay. I wasn't really paying attention to the probe she put on me. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, how could you? This they have to be labeled, the wires.
They're colored, ain't they? Ain't it like they're red colored, and black and blue?
They're
something?
Colored. And it says LH. Left.
Yeah.
Something like RL, right, upper left or something. Anyway, they were labeled for her to know these are supposed to go on this upper left chest, lower left chest. And I'm like,
she was just excited, because you had your shirt off.
She might have. Saw them hairy nipples and was like, whoa,
boy. like to braid that hair.
I was about to, girl, you better do your job, right?
You was going to slap.
Man. Oh, your heart's fine. Oh, I'm sorry. So she redid it. And I'm skeptical, like.
Oh, yeah. You can't believe her now.
No. So the doctor comes in. Oh, it looks like you're fine. But if you're having a tight chest, we should do a stress test. So went and got a stress test done last week. You all, this stress test is literally a stress test. Okay. They put the probes on me this time again, but I
wrong,
huh?
Wrong?
No, not wrong.
Oh, my bad. Okay.
They put it on again, but this time, the lady had to shave. She had to shave my chest so the probes can go on correctly. The last lady didn't shave my chest. I don't even know if she was supposed to.
Had a smiley face, ripped out your hair.
I still ain't shaved everything off. Yeah. I will show you now. It got a patch
go
right
Kevin
here.
And show
all
us.
This. It's just crazy.
Yeah,
I don't want y'all to see it. But the stress test, they take this, what is it, ultrasound of your heart lying down, and they take pictures of it. I could see my heart pumping or whatever.
The valve, they look at that one little valve.
And it's like...
You see it open. That's I didn't know that looking for that specifically, that little valve.
That thing was pumping, man. I was like, okay, now this is making me, if something's wrong, you're seeing it. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, I don't know what I'm really looking at, but the doctors do. The stress test you get on this treadmill, and they increase the speed. It goes from a regular walking speed, two miles per hour, to 15 by the end of it. But they try to get your heart rate up to a certain point, and then you get off the...
Did they incline yours?
They inclined it. It inclines and increases in speed every 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Heart rate gets up to a certain point. I mean, you get tired now. You get stressed. Now, this is where the stressful part comes in. So they have to... They've already took pictures of your heart relaxed and, you know, pumping regularly, right? So when you get off the treadmill, they have to rush you right back to the seating area, and you have to lie down in a certain way, right? But you're taking deep breaths. Like, you're tired. You're right off this treadmill. Hot. I mean, you
sweating.
Everything. But they want you to hold your breath, like a quick breath, and you have to do this. And hold it.
Take a quick breath. Hold it.
Hold it. Yeah. And they have to start taking pictures of your heart. I could not do it. I was like, I was about to pass out. Look, man.
You in the right place to pass out. They got you. If you gonna pass out, do it.
Stress, man. I was getting lightheaded. It was a crazy experience. But the doctor's supposed to call me. Was I supposed to call him? Doctor ain't called me.
When was it?
They ain't updated me. It was last week. Today's.
I can tell you now, that means everything is good.
Yeah, usually if they call you, something's going on. But anyway, I'm going to have to call up and see. But it was crazy when they did it. After my heart was at this certain rate, the picture, my heart had these blue, red, and like orange colors, and it was just.
Because they showed the different pressures.
It was going crazy in there. That was a unique picture to see. But the lady explained, saying seeing these colors are outstanding, basically. So I'm assuming my heart is fine. Go get yourself checked up. And on top of that, I didn't know what was causing it. I was like, is there a rat in here? What
was that downstairs?
I don't know.
Go ahead, Master. Sorry, y'all. It sounded like something was about to come through the floor just now. Go ahead, my bad. Well, it wasn't me, but go ahead.
My heart, I was just having these issues with my heart.
Palpitations. Yeah.
I was drinking coffee every day, and I was using it as a pre-workout for my workouts. But I was having espresso shots with it. So come to find out, caffeine.
Caramel macchiato with two espresso shots. Man,
that was
I know because I done been to Starbucks a few times. Hey, you want something?
Caramel macchiato. Oat milk. Whatever.
That's what the stage crew be calling me, some of them. Caramel macchiato.
I was doing that. And
how long?
Man, it had to be. I just got on it. So I would say 3 months in.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was doing it. So caffeine hardens the blood vessels. So
they can't expand.
They can't expand.
I don't know.
No, they can't expand. And if you do have any corrosion in your blood vessels, the caffeine hardens it. So even if you haven't had any issues this whole time, Your vessels should be able to open and contract or whatever, but since they're hardening, the plaque that's in your heart vessel, in your vessels that you may or may not have, it's just closing. It just keeps continually to close instead of the outer wall. So I haven't drunk coffee for maybe, I would say, a month or so. No espresso shots, no caffeine at all. And I haven't had one issue.
Any issues?
Yeah. Mm. So I'm thinking it was the caffeine. Yeah. So I got to get that off my chest. Get checked up. Make sure everything's okay. Because if you don't, you're gonna be sent home. You feel me?
Not the home you want to go to, maybe. Not yet. Now, I literally went through the same thing. I did some caffeine. It may have been an espresso shot too. This is when I was working out heavily. This was years and years ago. And I had real bad heart palpitations that day to the point to where even when I went to work out that night after work and had them really bad. Mm. to the point I was like, I need to work this out of, like, get it out of my system. So I figured, you know, working out, burning fat, sweating, it'll get you out, get it out your system. Mm-hmm. It was so bad at the gym, I could look down and I could see my chest, my heart beating through my chest.
Woo.
So I got home at night, it's still going, doing it off and on, so bad to the point where I, like, started having it, like, I feel like I was having an anxiety attack. Like, mm-hmm. it worried me. But it, like, by that in the morning, I didn't even know if I was going to wake up in the morning. I was scared. But it went away. However, the stress test thing, I ended up having to do all the same stuff, like the stress test, the EKG. I had to wear a monitor for, they said most people weren't for 24 hours. I knew one guy at work, he had to wear that. They literally send you home wearing that system because they want to see how you sleep. One dude had to wear his for like a week. Dang. But I only had to wear mine for like 12 hours. They said I could take it off that time the next day. Not the same time, but like if it was 1 o'clock, I could take it off at, you know, 1 o'clock that night or whatever.
Okay.
I came in what time it was. But anyway, it was 12 hours. But I had to do, yeah, the stress test. They had to monitor my heart, all the same stuff, because I was having heart palpitations. But mine was stressed at work. Stuff going on. My dad had passed away. Mm-hmm. Like, it was my, everything was going on.
Yeah.
But literally the same thing. Like, I would be sitting there and I'd, like, inhale and I exhale. Mm-hmm. And if I exhale and hold it, it feel like my heart would stop. Like, ooh, for a real long time. And then boom, 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 boom. Like, it would catch up or whatever. And it's like, if that's what it felt like it was doing anyway. But they did the same thing. Run on the treadmill, incline. Hurry up, lay down, lay on your side of the head. You put your arm up with it, lay down, and took. I'm sitting there looking at my. So I saw the little valve. So I'm looking at, like, what's that spot? Like, like, what's that? What is that supposed to look like?
Uh-huh.
But again, everything was good. She said, because at that time, especially I was doing a whole bunch of cardio when I worked out. She was like, you actually have a very healthy looking heart, but you, it was, she could tell I'd been stressed or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what they were looking at. And then when I went back for the follow up, like 6 months later, I was doing good. And then I fell off again, just getting stressed out and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, you've been stressed out. She could look and tell, like, no, you ain't been. Yeah. Cause, but before that, it was 3 visits. The first visit, they saw everything. Second time, it got a whole lot better. Then I don't remember what happened that third time before I went. But she was like, what happened?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, how the hell can they look at that? But they said the muscles, that's what it was. The muscles around the heart were too big, meaning it's been working too hard.
Oh,
not in
crazy.
Like a cardio way. I can't even explain it, but it was weird. But yeah, man, health ain't nothing to play with, especially, you know, I told Greg, just watch what I do. He got a 2-year I got a 2-year head start.
He went ball, I went ball.
And I said,
heart attack.
What did you say? Oh, now I got to watch out for my back. I said, yeah, because that's about the time. So be careful how you lift stuff, because it's coming. So last episode, Greg sent me I ain't been able to get on my YouTube studio stuff.
Okay.
Everything was messed up. I was able to log on for the first time today because I needed to upload me and Angels and still couldn't do it. But you sent me the screenshots of the
the comments.
Of the comments. Let me tell y'all what. This is what happened. See, y'all don't know what Greg be putting us through. All right, we got a group chat. The whole family's in it. Greg family, my family, Kim, Lisa. He be sending stuff and don't nobody be responding but me.
Oh, man.
Because everybody else, you remember what you said about Kanye? Now, hold on, before I finish. I'm no way comparing you to Kanye West.
Okay.
I would never do that to you.
Okay.
Because you my boy. Would never. But you remember how you said he be speaking truth sometimes?
Yep.
But then 5 other things he brought up was some bullshit.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
One day, Greg is going to be like, all right, now y'all hit me at. Over the next 3 days, don't go get no gas. And we're going to be like, why, Greg? Because we're going to be like, shut up. We don't care. Don't nobody care, Greg. Leave it alone.
Oh, man.
And over those next 3 days, we're going to all go get gas. And then the following week, we all going to be sitting on the side of the road, vehicles messed up, because at one time, he was speaking the truth, and we don't want to hear it. See, and that's what y'all seeing.
What?
I just had an epiphany.
What was your epiphany?
Yeah, oh, my God. Okay. So, before me and you met each other, all we heard about each other was how much we are like.
Yep.
Greg, you just like Tank. Tank, you just like Greg. We kept hearing that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we finally got around each other. Was it JoJo or McKinley's birthday? Somebody's birthday party. JoJo, no.
Yeah, because he had that the gaming thing. And the it was like that video game, Mario Brothers. Anyway, it was.
Was it at Kev's house?
Yeah, it was at Kev's
house.
Okay,
yeah. Because I mean, we was playing with something, and me and you was had like all the same cups.
Was it McKinley's birthday?
It had to be McKinley's.
Okay.
Because, yeah, we was playing in the little kiddie pool with the bubbles. Because remember the big one that had a motor to it?
They were sitting inside.
That was dope, wasn't it?
It was.
Anyway.
We weren't inside the pool playing with the.
We were showing the kids how to play with the bubbles because they didn't know how it worked.
These dudes and bubbles.
Hey, man, they meddling.
Okay, yeah.
But anyway, so it was the first time me and Goose was around each other. This next time, maybe the next time or the third time, we had all went out to eat. Mm-hmm. We was at a restaurant. It was still like in the middle of COVID because all the restaurants were only parking lot eating. Mm-hmm. And I remember we get there and they're moving where everybody was sitting.
Yep.
And you remember Kev and Melissa and everybody was mad at you.
Yeah.
Because Goose went over because apparently they set them in the back of the parking lot by the dumpsters.
Yes.
Goose flipped out, went to the manager. You remember?
Yeah, I do.
So we get there and everybody's like, this is Kevin. Goose got to always make it about race. Every time we go somewhere and I'm like, what's going on? So we sat down at the new table. I don't know what's going on. So then Greg's like, you will get it. I'm like, what? He said, hit me at. So he explained, how would you feel if you came to this big empty area? Are we the only black people here? And they set us back by the dumpsters. I've been like, I'd have told him to move us. He said, thank you. Everybody flipped out. Now, Tank, you just got here.
Yep.
You don't get it.
Y'all
are me. Before I actually knew Greg. That's what I just realized. Y'all watching are me back then, because I'm like, why are they tripping? This man, he's true. I would have been like, no, don't say no. But just like this, the last time we went out to eat, you remember the time in Atlanta? And everybody had a story. And I'm like, y'all need to leave this man alone because he's speaking truth right now. Y'all are me.
That's hilarious.
I was like, hold up. This sounds familiar. Y'all are me. Nah,
that whole situation though.
That was what?
We were in, literally, we were outside. Everybody was eating outside.
I couldn't get there why they were mad at you.
I don't understand why. It's because I speak my mind. And I'm the only other reason, everybody's outside. There's like eight of us. Mm-hmm. There's these huge tables outside in the front of this restaurant.
Yeah.
It goes down the street and then you make a 90 degree turn, go straight back to the back. Even there were tables
between that.
Between that. All of this is open. This lady grabs the menus, walks us past, and it's dark back here. Ain't no street lights back. Parking lot lights back here.
It was a bunch of us too.
Man.
I don't remember who it was.
Keon.
Yeah. Everybody was there. Was Jason there too?
Was he? No. He wasn't there. Anyway, they walk us all the way to the back, and I hold my tongue for the longest because Mel be getting on me about this. So I was like, surely somebody gonna be like, what the hell going on, Ryan? So we sitting down, they ordering drinks, and then here comes this is where I was like, oh hell no. One of the workers come, he has the trash, and he walked right by us. Then he opened up this
leaking juices flying.
He opened up the little door to the dumpster. I'm like, oh, that's the dumpster? Okay. Hell no. The lady comes back. I was like, ma'am, why are you all sitting us back here? All of these open tables. There's no lights back. We can't see the menus. What other reason other than us being black? You sit us back here. Move us up to the front. And when y'all came,
we
were underneath a light. Big table.
So I don't know the history, but they were Melanie, Kevin, Melissa, everybody was like, but no, you do this every time we come somewhere.
They don't.
And Greg was asking me, I was like, I don't understand.
Hey, you gonna give me mine. A seat?
Now it's conspiracies.
Yeah, now it's conspiracy.
I didn't even realize. We all sat there. I don't know. You said, oh, the dude that flipped the camera, he sent another little video.
Oh, yeah.
And then nobody.
Because it be shutting y'all up. That's what. Hey, there's a video. Funny. There's a video on Instagram.
It's so funny.
That this guy, he's like, hey, could I be. It shows the earth and a satellite. And the guy was like, why can't you see the why can't you see a landmass looking down on the earth in this picture? Right. So he's showing a picture of the earth and a satellite, but you can't see any land. So he axes the other guy.
It's just blue and clouds. That's all
you
can see.
You just see clouds and stuff.
And you see the panel look like a satellite solar panel. Yeah.
Floating in space. So then the guys that don't believe that NASA's lying, they asked, they were like, well, you're so far up, you won't see any land. So the guy was like, so this is space and the earth. Could I be tricking you? They were like, what? So he was like, look at the picture. He flips the screen upside down. He's actually showing them the sky and his solar panel in his front yard. He just flipped the screen.
So he's holding the solar panel under the camera and slowly moving it across like this. Like, if you watch me, I'm just moving it so it looks like the clouds are slowly moving and everything. Yes. He was like, and then NASA has $60 million a day to trick you.
That's what I'm saying. So he was saying, I have $15 in budget, and I just tricked you. NASA has $65 million in their budget. Imagine what they can do. And that's all I'm saying.
The stuff that he sends to us. I did see a satellite the other night. I know you wouldn't believe it to be a satellite at night, like orbiting.
Oh, in space?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because I used to see them all the time in Kentucky because it was a much darker in the sky. Mm. But if you know what you're looking for, basically it'll be late at night, like the sky will be dark, and you'll see what you think is a star slowly moving across the sky. But what happens is the solar panels is reflecting, like the mirror solar panels are reflecting. So that's the light that you're seeing is from the sun, and it just slowly moves. Because I came out and I look up and I was doing my whole thing looking for Jupiter and Saturn. And I'm looking, I was like, that ain't no satellite. And first thing I thought was a plane, but planes wouldn't move that slow or be that high, and light wouldn't be hitting it. It wouldn't be reflecting light like that. And then I came back out, and it was a little far. I said, God dang, that's the first time I saw one. I didn't think it'd be possible to see one in California because it'd be so, the light pollution.
Yeah, smog. But I think then if that's the case, I think I've seen the satellite.
You probably, people would see them and not. The first thought, if you saw a star that looked like it was slowly moving, you would think it was a plane. Mm. But ain't no plane flying that high unless the sun had just set and you could still see the reflection. Wow. But even still, you would still know it was a plane just from the aviation lights. Anyway, moving on. I'm looking at my phone, y'all, because we had, what, did you have something?
Mm-mm.
Oh, shoot, hold on.
Did you want to talk about the experience we had on Gen and Juice?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just got a notification from daycare. Go ahead.
I don't even know who that is, but
daycare. Mark
daycare.
Goes.
I thought you said Dave Carey. I'm like, who is this guy? So we were previously on Gen and Juice with my wife and Miss Kev on stage.
Mm-hmm.
That was a lovely experience. Y'all see, if you watched it. If you haven't watched it, go and watch it. You'll see what I have to put up with my wife and her shenanigans when it comes to having fun. Y'all probably thought I was the problem child, but she's the problem child. I'm the one that's always like.
Leave that girl alone.
How many more you going to take?
But
Greg, let her have her fun.
But both
Greg.
Y'all lightweights, though.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely a lightweight.
Because Greg would get, we'll just start, Greg get glossy-eyed and start smiling, and then he'll get real close and be like, hey, playboy.
It ain't like it used to be. I can't do that liquor like that no more. Wow.
Not back to back. Nah, I thought it was fun. I knew it would be fun. I was actually, they were filming in this, not at this set, but in this office one day, and I was sitting here working because I still had to go get the kids. I don't know if I said it already. I'm looking at my phone because me and Greg already, we had multiple conversations over the past couple of days, and we had a list of stuff that we wanted to talk about, so I wanted to make sure I found it. That pot is so fun because they just on there kicking it and having a good time.
Oh, yeah, they got good
energy. I knew it would be fun just talking to them. Because they, them chicks, let me tell you, when they was on tour last year, so Melanie, Melissa, and Danny were already like just kicking it because that's what they do. And now they were kicking it, you know, on tour because Greg was gone, Kev was gone. Danny and Melissa, and well, all three of them was already a trio. They was homegirls, but now Angel was gone with them. And I'm like, I got these kids. So we gonna figure something out so these kids can play. And y'all already kicking it. I ain't trying to be all intrusive into y'all's space because y'all, you know, sitting around in your pajamas and stuff. Yeah. However, if y'all go out, I'm there.
Yep.
So I basically just made myself a part of their crew.
That's exactly what Mel said. She was like, Tank just came.
Yeah, and I just came. Like, we was, there was one time y'all were leaving. Oh, I tell you exactly when it was. Y'all were all leaving. We all met up Kevin Melissa's house. Mm. Kids was out there playing. They loaded up the luggage and stuff. Everybody said they hugs and stuff. So the quote unquote away crew, you know, left. So we were sitting there and the Dipset Lox Versus.
I think I remember that.
That's that's like the first time we started kicking it hard because they were, Melanie was still pregnant.
Yep.
Because I remember I got up out of my truck. I opened up my passenger side of my truck door and told her to sit down because we were just standing outside. She was like, all right, I ain't need to sit down. It's like, fool, sit down.
Yeah.
All right. So she went sit down or whatever. So we were just out there talking. And the whole time I remember I was listening in on the verses, but because I mean, I'm kicking it with them, but I still wanted to hear this goddamn verses. But that was like the first time we sat out there and talked until we realized, all right, these kids got to get up in the morning. Mm. And then I think that weekend I was like, what y'all doing? Oh, we just over here. We thought about going and get something to eat, but we know you got the kids. I can get a babysitter. And then from there, it was just like match made in heaven.
Every weekend.
It wasn't every weekend.
It wasn't every weekend?
No, it wasn't. See, y'all be like, y'all wasn't at these guys. We ain't going to get into it. I ain't going to do it.
But it was fun.
Yeah, fun being on Gin and Juice. Yeah.
We should do it again, make a little.
They going to be on here.
Yeah, we're gonna move.
Did we name this yet? We're gonna move the barrel and invite the ladies over. I told them I wanted to be a regular thing because I had fun.
Yeah, it's easy with them too.
Yeah, it's
because they gonna keep the topics. They gonna keep it, especially Melissa. She's very high energy. Well, Mel is too. I can't even lie. Mel gonna
Now they are very high energy in regular life. Like just normal conversation. Yeah. Like when a topic is brought up.
Yeah. Y'all get a lot more information.
Yeah.
From them.
We had homework before we went on.
I said, I didn't even do that good for my homework, but yeah, we had
me either. I was supposed to have topics. I said, you need to give me these topics because I don't be knowing people.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it was a good time. So we gonna get on to, we got a few different. We talked about the heart palpitation. I'm sorry, I'm going down through it. So I sent Greg his TikTok, and I was like, "This is a good one of the good subjects." We got a few. I sent Greg his TikTok. I would play it, but it's like really long. Long story short, there's a father rolled up in his daughter's house that him and his wife pay for. The father and the mother, I guess, got this girl this house.
Yep.
And, you know, she's supposed to pay for the bills and everything. And he's recording. He was just like, where is he at? Talking about her boyfriend. He said, I raised you better than that. You need to get rid of this deadbeat.
Trash can still at the end of the driveway. He in the driveway.
Boy ain't done nothing. Basically, the boy living there, living off the girl. He's like, I raised you better than this. I ain't about to have you, this boy living with you. Where is he at? He walks in the room to add insult to injury. He laying in the bed looking at the phone. I imagine it's middle of the day or early in the day.
It's bright as hell outside.
Daylight outside. He's like, boy, get the fuck out.
Yeah.
Get up, get out. You ain't helping with the bills. He's like, I am helping with the bill. I don't see you helping with no bills. So they both try and plead the case. The girl, the daughter's mad.
Yep.
Get out of my house. No. I pay for this.
Yep.
This is my house. Get him out. How you feel about that?
Woo. I don't know the backstory, but I'm assuming the father has had this conversation before. From how calm he was and how he handled it, it seems like he's had this conversation with her before, and he just like he was fed up. I'm tired. I'm about to go in this situation and handle it. Would I do the same? I would not do the same. I would have knocked on the door. Matter of fact, yeah, I would have told. I would
walk up.
That man, he literally, his daughter was in the kitchen. He just opened the door.
He did just walk in.
He just walked in.
Okay, I couldn't remember.
He could have seen something. He never wanted to see.
Getting that back blown out over that couch.
Something could. I wouldn't have done that. You know, him and his wife should have understood. You know, we're gonna buy a house and give it to her, or let her rent it out, or whatever. We have to give her space. You know, and the daughter did say, "Mama don't know you here," and he was like, "No, she know I'm here." She, I don't think the mama knew the dad was there, because women usually give her space, let her handle her own situation, type of situation. I would have called McKinley or Micaiah once they get of that age. "Baby, I'm coming over. I want to see you." Yay or nay? She would have said whatever. She would have said yay. I would have went over. "What's up? Where old dude at?" I pulled the trash can up, you know, I guess he forgot to do that. And then I would have started, you know how everybody do. "Man, you still asleep? What you doing in there?" This, that, you know. Based on his response, I would have responded. But walking in straight up like that, for one, he could have been killed because, I mean, Who's telling the boyfriend's attitude and his demeanor? You don't you don't know. And just walking in the house like that, you don't know. Your daughter could have shot you if she had a weapon and you just walked in the house and startled her or whatever. She could have shot him. But I would have called first. I wouldn't have walked into her house. I would have let her know how I felt, period. And I would have set some boundaries. All right. If this is the way you want it, I'm not paying this. You're going to have to cover this. So your lights are going to get cut off, or your gas is going to get cut off. Obviously, the dad got to keep paying the mortgage because it's probably in his name. He just can't let that go on default. But, yeah, we would have had to set some boundaries together, and she would have had to handle the boyfriend. After that, if the boyfriend stepped out of line, that's when it comes in a whole different daddy mode.
So what if these boundaries have been set and you done had this conversation multiple times of setting these boundaries? Because
if it comes to the point where I'm fed up and I've done told, like, this dude ain't did nothing, all right.
That's what it sounded like on the video. I ain't saying that's what it is, but it seemed like the dad was like, "I'm sick and tired of this, like, this is time number 5."
If y'all,
I'm just saying, if you were fed up, like, how would you handle that?
All right, so
come on, Buddhist goose.
That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to, okay. What's the word? I'm blunt. People think I am mean. I am a mean person.
You're not mean.
When that line is crossed, there's no sympathy left in my heart.
When the line is crossed, that means they crossed it. That ain't your fault.
Okay.
That's how I look at things. People say I'm an asshole.
Yeah.
If people cause me to be an asshole, they caused me to be an asshole.
Okay. In that case.
You too.
Y'all.
You are a good person.
I am.
I don't care what nobody says.
I appreciate that. I don't care
what Mel say about you. You are a good person.
I have to work on people respecting, knowing people have feelings. In this case, though, where I'm at now in my life, and I know consequences and repercussions, I know if I'm walking in this house and he says anything wrong, I'm a fire off on him. All right.
Yeah.
So simple.
I get that too.
Yeah. The simple situation for me, I'm going to call my daughter. I'm headed over there. No questions asked. No, Dad, I'm doing this. Nope. I'm coming over there. And I'm coming over there with new locks, new keys. Bruh, you got to go now. Get out of the home. Blase, blase. If he resists, I don't know what would pop off from that.
Yeah.
I would want to call the police to get him out. But then again, you know, that could be a whole situation. I'm changing the locks, though, and I'm giving her one key, and I'm telling her, do not have him in here anymore. If I see him here again, you're getting out, and we're going to rent this home out, mm-hmm. period. You can come move back with me and mama. That's fine. But you about to be out. All of you all about to be out. Because she seemed to be at least 25 to 30 years old.
She was definitely at least 21. I would say, 22. I would put her at 22, between 22 and 30.
Yeah.
Which is a broad, but you can't really tell.
Yeah. And I'm not about to be funding this stupid lifestyle.
Right.
Of this. And then you don't know what day it was. But anyway, to be honest, I don't know what day you would be in the bed around 1, 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah,
this dude was snuggled up.
I'm talking about pajama pants, tank top, head down, looking at the phone.
Yeah, it seemed like she just came back from the gym doing her thing.
Mm-hmm.
But nah, I'm not going to. You can have him. He can be your boyfriend, mm-hmm. and you can take care of him, but it won't be on my dime.
Yeah.
And you're not going to get me to be okay with it.
Right.
So whenever I see him, if you bring him around, hey, man, you got a job yet?
Yeah, at that point, you can't ask me for nothing.
No. Baby, I love you, but I got too much going on. I got to take mm-hmm. care of too many things to be taking care of you and this dude.
Yeah.
Nah.
So, you done?
I am done. How would you have walked off in there?
Again, I don't know if I would have just busted up into this place. I'm looking at it as me being fed up. I'm gonna go ahead and go to the point to where it looked like he was.
Okay.
Like fed up. I don't know if I would call. I would run up over there and knock on the door, ring the doorbell.
Mm-hmm.
Your cousin, I know you there because he ain't got no car. I'm coming up in there. I am talking to her because if I'm talking to him and I'm like, man, you ain't doing nothing. You ain't helping out with the bills. I am helping out with the bills. With what money? Where your money coming from?
Yeah.
Because looked like to me, if you got income coming in and you ain't got no job, now you putting my daughter in danger.
Yeah.
Because apparently you're doing something illegal.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my other point. It's like if you with this deadbeat dude and he providing some kind of way, it's got to be a legal way because mm-hmm. you're not going to put my mind in danger. Now, if she's at the age to where she's dumb enough to stay with you, I'm right there with you. I'm like, you're going to have to get out. I ain't helping you with nothing else.
Mm.
These bills are going to still get paid over here. I'm still going to get some profit off of this, but you're not going to live here while I do it.
Yeah.
Like, I got somebody in my life right now that be putting themselves in stupid, dangerous situations. I back up.
Yeah.
Because you know what? If that's what you want to do, do you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I done already forewarned you. I done already told you too many times. Once you get a certain age, I can see teenage years, early 20s. All right, I'll give you a couple chances. But you started preaching that 30 mark? Nah.
Mm-mm.
No. You got to get your own experience. You got to get your own life experiences in. So, yeah, I'm definitely not just busting up in there. Now I'm speaking. I'm trying to put it don't really matter. A child is a child, boy or girl. I was trying to put in, if I had a daughter, how would I approach this? But I'm like, no, if my child,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to let them put themselves in a situation like that. And me not speak up and say something. So if I'm fed up, there's going to be options. If I'm paying the one problem for her is her parents paying anything.
Yeah.
She should be paying full rent as if she's under contract.
Yep.
She should be paying all the bills.
Yep.
That way she can have a say. So this is my place.
Mm-hmm.
I pay for this. Yep. You own it, but I pay for it.
Yep.
That's why you sign contracts, especially with family.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with family. I got family that's owned houses and let their families live there. And it's like, here's your contract signing. This protects me and you.
Mm-hmm.
Same way it would protect somebody I don't know. So that, and with that, it's also on the parents and her, in my opinion, of them still putting up money to help her out. Like I said, I don't know the age. Maybe she's in college and working and paying some bills, so they helping her out. Like, all right, we're going to help you out. Again, that's even more of a reason to not have this no good dude around.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, he had a point. It's middle of the day. Why ain't you at work?
Or doing something.
Are you night shift?
Doing something.
I'm fine with any of that. Is this your day off? When's the next day you work? You know what I'm saying? Are you driving her car? Like, that's, yeah. I get where he's coming from. Like you, I would have approached it differently, slightly differently.
Yeah.
Probably with just as much aggression. I can't say I wouldn't. Like I said, if I'm fed up, once I'm at that point, I'm at that point.
Yeah. The daughter put him in a messed up situation, yes, too. She was saying that if he leaves, I leave. If he go, I go.
Okay. Like,
baby, why are you even saying that? What are you?
And
what?
That, yeah.
So I know I'm going to have some issues with my children, because we all do have issues with my children. So having this conversation right now is going to help me in the future, because I'm going to have to really, I tell y'all I'm blunt, if my baby would come at me like that and say that, you know, the first thing I would say, okay, get your stuff and go right along with this fool. It is what it is. Then I got to deal with her mama and all that other stuff.
Nah, I think her mama would understand, though.
Nah, Mel would be. Well, Mel would be the same way, but it would be, she would come from a different direction with it. Mm-hmm. So if he go, I go. Now I see, as the father, he could have simply said, look, he needs to leave today. Obviously, he's probably going to come back tonight. I ain't checking on y'all, but he needs to go now for my sanity. Leave, go to Starbucks and get on their Wi-Fi and go do something. Mm-hmm. Come back later on tonight, I don't care. But you leaving right now, because you ain't doing nothing for yourself right now. Even on my days off, I'm not in the bed 5 o'clock.
Yeah. That makes you sleepy. Don't you get sleepy if you lay in the bed too long?
You get
groggy. Yeah.
And even if he was sleeping, taking a nap, it'll be on the couch. He wouldn't have been under the covers like, man, this dude was, he did nothing.
He had everything with the shower cap on.
That's what I'm saying. So I think what I would have done, it would have been the same thing he did, except I would have knocked on both doors. I wouldn't have walked into that room where he was in the bed. I would have knocked on the door. Hey, bro, come out the room. You know what I'm saying? It's time to go. I done had this conversation with you before.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And she seems, she's 25 plus.
Yeah.
She's 25
plus. Like I said, I way couldn't she even, tell,
her
but
voice.
Yeah.
Her,
yeah, that's true. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Everything, the way she looked, everything seemed, she wasn't no teen. She wasn't early 20s. She was 20, but she was, daddy, what are you doing? What? It was like,
you can tell she got a little, and like, I can't say I wouldn't be the same kind of way. She probably spoiled a little bit, but at the same time, you got somebody that young and dumb. I'm gonna say young and oblivious, or young and ignorant, because we all ignorant of something, not realizing that you, like he said, you deserve better than this.
Yeah.
Like, you got something going for yourself. Why are you with this dude? If that's who you want to be with, fine, but I'm not going to fund this lifestyle.
Yeah.
That's not what I'm going to do. You can't borrow $20 from me as long as you with him.
What if it was the son and it was his girlfriend in the bed? Like, do you think there would have been an issue with that? Would it weigh the same if the girlfriend was a deadbeat?
I would say, I can't speak for, you know, most other people. For me, it's the exact same.
Exact same.
Like, that's how my parents raised me. You ain't got no kids. You don't take care of nobody.
Yeah.
You can help out. Y'all can be, you know, it can be a part. Y'all can bring, like, they didn't raise me to depend on nobody. Mm. And I'm not about to be with somebody that has to depend on me. Like, that's just how I was raised. You know, people, like, oh, dude, maybe he's a full-time student.
Mm-hmm.
Perfectly fine with that. But it didn't look like that dude was doing anything with his life.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And same way if it was a young lady. She ain't doing, son, what she do all day?
Mm-hmm.
She just at the house? She going to get up out of my house as long as I'm paying for it.
Yeah.
She ain't working? She ain't in school? What she doing?
Mm-hmm.
Other than laying down with you?
I think for the girlfriend, there'll be more
it does look
leniency on there. I think
it's a little more, it's a little bit of a double standard.
Oh yeah.
An unfair double standard a lot of times. Maybe a little more leniency. I get what you're saying. It would be. But yeah.
Cause I think if I'm looking at my situation when I was dealing, when I was dating Mel, she moved in with me, and I think Mel did a lot of internships, unpaid internships, during and after college, and she was hustling trying to get to where she needed.
That's
to
the
be.
Difference.
I know, yeah. But from. You know, we don't have that information in this situation.
Right.
But even the job she got after the internship, she wasn't paying that. I was still paying. Matter of fact, my situation when I met Mel, if y'all have a son or y'all have kids growing up, learning HVAC or maintenance skills, some apartments would give you the apartment for free. Mm-hmm. So I had
same as a property manager or something like that. Yeah.
I had a 2-bedroom apartment free. I didn't have to pay nothing. So, but that's probably why Mel didn't have to pay nothing, because all I had to pay was the utilities.
Yeah.
But if I wasn't able to pay the utilities and my parents were like, well, just come, well, what's your girlfriend doing? Mm-hmm. Like, oh, she ain't working. Then it's like, well, why she ain't working?
Right.
Then it'll be an issue.
Yeah.
But I'm assuming in this situation, the daughter could be paying for things, but the fact that they know that this guy is in there not working, just say the daughter is covering all the utilities and the dad is paying the mortgage. What's your boyfriend doing? Oh, he ain't got no job yet. He just cooling that. Then it's a situation with the guy.
Yeah.
So that there's the double standard.
Yeah. But thing is, if the guy's staying there, well, daddy, he's doing an internship right now. Internship for what? Well, he graduated doing this, and he's working on an internship, see if he can get hired. That's admirable.
Yeah.
I respect that. Okay. I imagine any father would. Anybody, any parent would respect, okay, you're doing an internship. Cool. So what's with the law firm? Or it's with the architect company, or whoever you're doing an intern. The point of an internship is to get experience, and to hopefully some companies, like the company I worked for, we did college internships. They would do internships, and then when their senior year or their between their junior and senior year, they would do the internship and then graduate, and then we would
get a job.
If they intern and we decide to hire them, they already had a job before they graduated. No. So I doing something is perfectly fine, I think, in any of these situations, girl or boy. However, doing absolutely nothing, I think, is where the issue comes in. Yeah. This is like, you ain't doing nothing, boy. You ain't helping with no bills. I'm sorry, sir. I do go to work, but I don't get paid because it's an internship.
Yeah.
Ain't no fun. Well, get out. All right, young man. I you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like, okay.
All
okay,
right. My bad.
Yeah. Well, y'all get them dumpsters at least. But it don't sound like it was nothing like that.
He
though.
Had no school books or nothing. He
ain't touched the number 2 pencil.
Yeah.
All right. So I got this. So I think I asked you, have you seen the movie Contagion?
I haven't.
Okay. I hadn't until last week. So long story short, I'm going to try to make it short. We at my son's school, and we're talking to this guy. He is he's in the medical industry, like almost like a medical scientist or something like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's how he, you know, he makes really good money. That's how he can afford to send his kids to that school. It's a private school. So he had he was able to talk to the head of school, especially when COVID happened, and like coach him through all this, like the whole COVID thing and best protocols is to do this. I'm gonna let you know how smart this dude is. He came up with a cure for some cancers.
Dang.
Like he explained to me how he did it. And you know how they say when you know somebody knows what they're talking about when they can make it sound simple?
Mm-hmm.
The way he explained it, I was like, man, let me go get some Petri dishes and microscopes so I can come up with some cure. Like, that's it. He made it sound like you know, you reprogram the body cells and you introduce this to them, and that way it makes them think, it makes them realize this shouldn't be here, because that's why cancer is such an issue. The body doesn't know what to do with it because it's a foreign object.
Okay.
So it's like, oh, this is this. We need to kill this. Mm. Come on, let's attack this or whatever. So and I did a horrible job of explaining that, but that's pretty much how he, you know, the way he, how easy he made it for me to understand. He dumbed it down to where I knew, like, he knows what he's talking about. He had a company. I don't know if it was his company or if he was part of the company, but the company that he came up with this cure with, pharmaceutical, some other company bought it for, like,
golly.
I don't know if it, because I'm looking like, is that your I don't know what percentage of that friend. He got, but yeah. But anyway, dude is real. And the only reason me and him got into a deeper conversation, because somebody brought up, like, I don't know, Star Wars or something. Mm. And we started talking about how, like, movies be doing is like, you see an explosion in space. It's like, you ain't going to see an explosion in space. It makes no sense. Like, you know what I'm saying? Or like fire and flames. You ain't going to see that in space because of vacuum. Anyway, we started geeking out. And we both recognized, like, oh, we geeks, you know? So then he was like, he started talking about around the time of COVID and everything they were going through, like the world and the schools and everything. So he said he kept advising everybody, watch Contagion. Mm. So Contagion came out. Hold on. He kept advising everybody to watch Contagion. Like, he said, it's crazy how 2011. Contagion came out in 2011. Dang. So 10 years before COVID. Yeah. Or nine years before COVID. Watch Contagion. He just kept saying it's crazy because this is how, you know, things like this goes down. It's like, it's very accurate. And for y'all that don't know, let me just go into it. So he was like, watch Contagion. They were like, he was like, so this is what's about to happen. So he's like planning everything similar to what the movie was doing. Like, this is gonna happen. And he was like, he kept telling them, the next thing, I don't know what it's gonna be, but it's gonna be some type of civil unrest. He said, now I remember sitting down, watch TV that night, one night, and George Floyd thing happened. He said, here's the civil unrest. He said, now you got the conspiracy theorists. You got the people, the other countries that thinking we're keeping it. Everything that can, it looks like the movie Contagion was made after COVID.
Dang.
And marking it verbatim. Everything from the disease coming from bats is in the movie. And I could see why somebody could know about that movie and then COVID happening and then them thinking they planned it all. They all got it from the movie because what happens is movies like this, you got TV shows, whether it's House, ER, Scrubs, all these medical shows and movies, they hire doctors, and movies like Contagion hire epidemiologists. They're the people that when it's a pandemic, they go study it. They look at the history of diseases and they see all of this stuff. So they give the writers and stuff a pretty good dialogue of how this type of thing happens, because COVID, there's been many forms of that that's happened. This is just the one that got out of hand, and that was, this strand was extremely contagious. So for that to be so accurate, you know, epidemiologists could look at this as like, this is a pretty good way of how something like this would happen. And then it actually happened, and because it's only repeated history. It happens over and over. It's just, how do we contain it? So when I'm sitting there watching it, it's so eerie to watch this movie.
I bet.
To know that it happened before the movie was made before COVID, but it's COVID verbatim.
You don't want me watching that movie.
No, you need to watch it. I mean, it'll be something like this.
Contagion?
Like, Contagion. You can literally go, like, in the movie, it'll be something like people be sitting at a bar. And it's like, yeah, so like I was saying. And then they zoom in on the glass, right? And, you know, they keep talking. Then the bartender is like, all right, you guys have a good night. So then it follows him. And then it's like, shows everybody that he came in contact with. And it's just like,
this is
oh my God, that's how COVID happened. Like, people getting off the city bus. They call, put their hand on the rail. Then they zoom in on the rail. I was like, this is it.
Golly.
10 years before. And it was like, and that's how, like, I see, like, because a lot of people don't know. And oh my God. So the people, there were other countries that are saying, oh, America has a cure and they're keeping it from us. They're going to sell it to us and they're going to keep it from us. It's like, no, they actually trying to figure out how to distribute it. But then, you know, remember the, what's it called? The people that were supposed to get it first. The
elderly?
No.
Senior citizen? Wu-Tang?
No, the people supposed to get the vaccine first. Essential workers. that's in there too. It's just like, okay, we need the people that's helping battle this get it first. Who are we going to decide that's going to get distributed to this first? And it's not going to be about money. It's going to be about who's helping us out of this. So, like, of course, doctors, they got money.
Yeah.
But, like, people, like, I was considered an essential worker because I was in construction. And we are, you know, our company had medical facilities that we were working on. It was like, well, y'all essential. So it was like I was up to get it, one of the first people up to get it because my company was, you know, affiliated with it. Our industry was one of the first to get it. So all of that stuff is in the movie. You got to see, like, it's,
I'm gonna watch it.
It's crazy just to know that it happened before COVID. Yeah. Just keep that in mind the whole time, and it's almost scary. Like, what is going on? Seeing it before COVID, I'd have been like, oh, yeah, it's like outbreak. You'd be like, oh, yeah, it's crazy, man. It's tough. But now it's like,
I'm gonna be like, see?
Oh, no, don't see
y'all me. Y'all be thinking I be playing.
The movie's called Catch It. We gonna get 9 different memes and articles.
Hey, told y'all they knew about this. They planned it all.
No, it's interesting though, man.
Dang.
So, it really is mind-boggling.
I'm about to watch it. I'm gonna watch
But this crazy. So him seeing here, hearing him say the stuff that he was saying about this is how, like, you know, usually when something happens, it's usually in like these type of regions, not like China, but type of regions where they, okay, what kind of wildlife do they have here? What kind of crossover do they have? This and that stuff that, you know, like Spanish flu. You had the what was that? 1912. There was you know, Spanish flu. I think wiped out like 1% of the world population. Which 1% might not sound like a lot, but that's a lot of people gone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Chicken pox.
Yeah, chicken pox, measles, mumps.
Mumps, yep.
Smallpox.
Smallpox, that's what I wanted to say.
Yeah, well, that's a form of all of that. All of that is a form of it.
But I think smallpox was like bigger than most of them, right?
Yeah, smallpox was what, so it's crazy. Because you had people from Europe, once they start colonizing, spreading, coming over, bringing cold and diseases to native folk in other lands. It's like, Andy, they bodies ain't used to fighting that. The common cold, who are we talking about this on? The common cold was a form of COVID back in the day.
Yeah.
But then it weakened. Oh, it's maybe TBT. It weakened to the point to where that's why viruses want to do is survive.
Yeah.
So the common cold used to be like COVID. It was killing people. And now it's just like, oh, just take some medicine NyQuil. And you'd be all right. Take some NyQuil, Robitussin, and rub some, eat some Flintstone vitamins, and you Gucci.
Yeah. Europeans brought all types of stuff.
Yeah, killing folk. All nasty. I thought you want to say something about contagion. Nah. You don't want to say nothing.
Nah, I'm going to watch it, though.
Great.
And
no,
I'm
going to
give my
that
update.
Nah, I don't. So, people, y'all been watching C. I see people like it.
Oh, they've been
commenting. Yeah, my boys has been texting me because a couple of my boys said, I'm like, how'd you not see it?
He
was like, man, why do you tell me about it? I thought I was late.
Hey, that show, literally, when I hear noises in the house at night and the lights are off and I have to go investigate, I get in bubble boss mode. I'll be around the house like, if I hear anything.
Somebody going to be like, grab your wrist. You going to be like,
McKinley.
Why are kids so scary at night?
I don't know, but McKinley has walked
Man,
up
kids
on
be
the side of my bed.
Not scared, but scary, meaning I be scared of them.
Because they be...
And they walk all slow.
Man.
Like, hey, what's wrong with you? Yep. Say something.
McKinley has walked in. Y'all, I think I'm the ultimate warrior when it comes to protection. Like, ain't nobody gonna sneak in this house.
Yeah.
McKinley has startled me 100
up,
times.
Wake up, is she 3 inches from your face?
I'm supposed to get up at 7 to get her to school. McKinley gets up. I'll never get up at 7. She'd get up. It'd be about 7:15, 7:20. I'm dead asleep. And all I hear is, Daddy, are we going to school? And I just like wake, and she be right here. And I'm like, an intruder would have chopped me up, been
you know,
I don't hear nothing.
You know, the problem is an intruder won't be as light as a, you know, a intruder, they feet crack on the floor. And kids
true.
Be.
McKinley like a feather. She just,
all
you
my
won't,
kids
you
is like
even
that.
Hear.
Man, I'd be walking, doing stuff early in the morning, late at night. and get at the top of the steps, and one of them just standing there like, boy, say something. I will swing at you. Oh, so got one more thing. I don't even want to tell you this, but I gotta tell you. So this dude bought this, it's like a rocket, mm-hmm. and he like put it in series to shoot it off to put like a camera on it.
Okay.
Just so it had like a high range on it, right? So he could record what it saw. So once it got up so far, he's seeing the image of Earth, right?
Okay.
And then, so once it gets out so far, he recording that video and he zoomed in. Mm. Guess what this fool saw?
He trying to get me with these.
I was.
You got me one.
Halfway through the show, I was like, "Oh, I got to get him again."
Shame on me. Get me twice. Nah,
you almost flipped backwards in that chair when I got you.
Before we end, I want to make note of this is on. We're gonna change the vibe up a little bit, but the young man, the rapper, Takeoff, was killed. Right. What I do now versus what I used to do, if I hear people arguing, if I hear anything getting stirred up, I'm not trying to see it. I don't want to know what's happening. I grab whoever I can grab that's with me and we go. Because I don't know if you know, the story is that Quavo, his uncle, was getting into an argument with other people. Takeoff was behind them. They get in an argument.
Quavo's uncle? Or Quavo is Takeoff's uncle?
Quavo is Takeoff's uncle.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Well, they're, however they family
however they
dynamics.
Win, but that's how they do. Okay. Yeah.
They get the fighting, whoever gets the fighting, and whoever shoots first. We don't know that. I don't know. I'm going off of what I've read. Quavo's brother, which in this case should be Takeoff's uncle as well, shoots wildly. And this is what they're saying. They're saying his bullet killed Takeoff.
Damn.
If that's true, I don't know. I'm not sure. If that's true, Quavo's going to lose his brother and Takeoff.
Yeah.
My point of this is you don't even have to be the one in the argument.
Mm-mm.
You ain't got to be the one initiating anything. Nah. You just in that area. And this was happening at 2-3 a.m. in the morning. So my advice to myself, you can take heed to it or not, don't be out around that bull at that time of night. And stick around to see what's happening because the bullets don't be having names. Bullets, so
bullets travel. I'm a gun enthusiast.
Yeah,
they travel
fast. So, sorry that he lost his life.
Yeah, that's when Angel. It had just had like it didn't. Well, it made news. Like it was only. I don't even know if it had been an hour before it came out. Angel's like, did you hear about? It was a Takeoff. I don't know the Migos like it at all. Like I don't know. When I hear the names together, I know who they are. But I was like, I don't know who you talking about. She was like, the dude from Migos. I'm like, no, I ain't. I was like, what happened? I'm thinking he got arrested. You know, drug bust maybe. LAX. I don't know. Because I don't know nothing about these dudes. Yeah. Right. You know, it's like rappers nowadays try to live up to the drug dealer mentality, even if they ain't some of them.
Yep.
So she was like, nah, he got shot and killed. She got shot. I was like, killed? She was like, yeah. I was like, cause I knew like young black man, it's like, it's messed up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, man, what happened? She said, I think it may have been a dice game or something.
Yeah. They and were I was arguing like, over dice.
And game. I was like, man, why would you have everything that he got and be, and she stopped me. She was like, you got to realize these dudes ain't in their 40s.
This dude 26.
Yeah.
I did not know he was.
And she was
young.
Like, Marcus, you gotta realize they're not in their 40s. She said they in their 20s. I was like, that's a good point. That's a really good point.
Mm-hmm.
Like, cause the thrill of, you know, gambling, shooting dice, whatever, y'all just that environment. But when you got that much going on for yourself, you don't know who's gonna do what. You don't know who's around. Like who said, even been, you ain't even got to be in the area. If they outside,
yeah.
If you a neighbor, people get to shooting in the house. A window ain't gonna stop the bullet. The next window ain't gonna stop it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's gonna travel. It might travel through a house or two if it's shot right. I remember it was a situation. This was I had just moved out here. We went to a club down in LA. And we were leaving the club, and Angel saw some people that she knew. And I saw two crowds of people arguing and running toward each other. And I'm like, y'all, let's go. They're like, what? They were like, what's going on over there? To the point I started yelling and cussing. Y'all, let's get the fuck up out of here. To a point, they coming, but they all mad at me. I'm like, you don't know what's about to go down.
Yeah.
You see two large crowds of people arguing, yelling. Now all of a sudden they walking toward each other. I mean, I ain't talking about like 5 or 10. This is like, look like 30 apiece.
Dang.
You don't know gang. You don't know what this is about to be.
Braveheart.
Get up out the area. Y'all can be mad at me. I call you all out your name just to chase me, to get us out the area. Yeah. But we going to go. But yeah, man, you got to clear up out the area. And I mean, I know them people in those industries ain't watching this, but I think one of the issues, like, they put themselves, they're in these situations. It's like, so a lot of times it looks avoidable.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's just like, you got the money, go to Vegas.
It's avoidable. All
that. Shoot crafts with people that you know, that you trust.
They have a video out, and you can hear some guy say, man, let's go. Come on, man. Let's go. You can hear this person.
Probably because he see it getting elevated.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Leave the money there. You got it. Leave it.
There's a lesson learned. Unfortunately, it's learned like this, but
an unfortunate lesson to be learned. That's true.
Yeah. But yeah, I just wanted to make that.
Bring it up at the top, Greg.
Yeah, I forgot about it, man.
Yes, man. All right, fam. Thank y'all for tuning in. It's been another episode of Let Us Tell It. I'm Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank. Y'all can find me on Instagram at Marcus on the Gram, Facebook at Marcus Ain't on the Book, TikTok at Tank Don't Talk. Y'all can also find my beard and body butter called Man Shit. That's M-A-N-S-H-Y-T. Make sure y'all go check it out at manshit.com. Goose.
All right, you can catch me on IG. That's G-O-O-L-Z-B-Y. Building with Goose on YouTube. And you can buy my merch, my crew necks, on underreppedmerch.com.
Already. Hey, make sure you review on streaming platforms.
Yep.
Apple, Spotify, all of them. If you listening to this, make sure you review it. If you're watching this, go listen and review it.
We need that support.
Yeah, we need that RSS support. So anyway, fam, y'all have a good one. Catch y'all next week.
All right.